Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1357. Visible, translated text is as follows. 305 hour that he could go out on the street and enjoy himself for a few hours, and return about 6 o'clock. Frank stayed in the building from 4 to 6, and Newt Lee returned at 6 o'clock, went on duty, and left the building at about 6:15. On his way out, he saw Newt Lee sitting on a packing box outside the door of the factory, talking to a man by the name of Gant. Lee told Frank what Gant was staying there for, and after considering, allowed Gant to come upstairs for a pair of shoes. That is, go up inside of the factory. But he instructed Newt Lee to stay with Gant while he was up inside of the factory, until he left, which he said that Lee did. Frank then continued on to his home and said that he became worried about Gant's presence in the building, knowing that he had discharged him for some kind of fault. He continued to worry about Gant's presence in the building and therefore called up Newt Lee on the telephone at 7:30, as he knew it was that time for Lee to punch the clock at that hour, and he would hear the telephone ringing inside of the office while he was there at the clock. Although, I am not sure. I think he said he made an effort to get Lee at 7 o'clock and failed and finally got him at 7:30. When he called Lee on the telephone, he inquired if Gant had left the building. Lee replied, "Yes." Frank then asked him if everything else was all right, to which Lee replied, "Yes." And he hung up the receiver, and at about 9 that night, he retired to go to bed. And I believe now that that's the extent of my interview with Mr. Frank. Yes, I am working in the interest of the National Pencil Company to ferret out who is responsible for the murder. Mr. Black and I requested Mr. Frank that he go into this private room with Lee and endeavor to get any information that he might be withholding from either of us or the detective department, and told Mr. Frank to impress upon Lee the importance of telling the whole truth in the matter and do whatever he could to persuade Lee to tell the absolute truth in the matter. Mr. Frank said he understood, and we sent him in to talk to Lee. I have no way of knowing what Frank said. They were both together privately in the room there, and we had no way of knowing except what Lee told us afterwards. Defendant's Exhibit 92, Harry Scott's report to the Pinkerton Agency as follows. Mr. Frank stated that on Saturday, April 26, 1913, the factory of the National Pencil Company was closed down, and that only two of the employees reported for work the entire day, and these men were Harry Denham and J.A. White, who are employed on the fourth floor of the building. Mr. Frank stated that he was in the office up until about 1 p.m., and that at 12:10 p.m., a girl employee of the factory named Mary Fagan called at the office of Mr. Frank for her wages, and she received $1.20, either in $1 bill and 2 dimes, or 2 half dollars and 2 dimes. Mr. Frank personally handed this girl her wages, after which the Fagan girl left Mr. Frank's office and walked,